Story, which led them to Milton Keynes this weekend, now recorded as part of Radio 1's Most Punk Week, with, we warn you, some four-letter words delivered with a certain conviction. It's Green Day on Radio 1.
You guys rule, man! Just dedicated everybody that came in from out of town. The song is called Jesus of Somebody. I'm just trying to write your life. The Jesus of Somebody.
Thank you. remember I went to USA. While we cemented our MIT said, the space that's in between eternity and Tucker. Get those hands up in the air! Perfect and I stand a curse. For lack of a better word, and that's not the excuse. England! Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Jones!
Sisters, can I get another amen?
lights out. The representative of England now has the floor. She calls at the president, gas man, bombs away in
Bournemouth Bay.
Pulverize the Eiffel Towers, a criticize your
government.
Bang, bang, goes a broken glass man, kill all the fags of
government.
Triumph by fires, shed and fires, there's not a way that's
done for me.
This song's called Wake Me Up When September Ends. Like my father.
This empty street, when the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And
this was my first concert ever, and it was phenomenal. I've never been to anything like it. Hey, I'm Ben from Lincoln, got picked to play guitar for Green Day. I didn't think he'd ever pick me, man. I was really nervous. The most I've ever played in front of was my family, so 65,000 is quite a lot. I'm sure I sucked. He gave me the guitar to keep, which is really awesome.
Bestest thing I've ever been to in my life, yeah. Basically.
Best gig ever.
My joints are really achy and stuff, but it was worth it.
Yeah, it was one of the best nights of my life, I think.
So just a handful of fans who were at Milton Keynes, including, as you heard, one of the guys they hauled onto the stage. Some reaction from some of you at home, an incredible amount of people for whom the weekend shows were their first ever gigs. Here's just one. Green Day, my first ever concert, totally loved it. It was amazing. I've lost my voice, but caught the sun, says Jordan C. from Cambridge. Win some, lose some, I think, as Snuff would say. This one says, we drove all the way from Devon and got there early enough to get in the pit. We were so close to the band, it was something we'll never forget. So I get emotional just thinking about it. That's from Kaz and Paddy in Torquay. And John says, who else could get 65,000 people together and amidst anti-war protests get them to sing at the top of their voice about masturbation and cross-dressing? And finally, Aid from Kent says, here's to another 16 years of Green Day. Thank you very much for your texts this evening. As part of Most Punk Week, there was Green Day Live on Radio 1 for pictures and some of your own reviews. Just go to the website bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is The Mac Live. Steve Mac on Radio 1.